You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Holly. So Holly says or asks, top five qualities in your opinion for someone to be successful in network marketing. With the knowledge you have now, if you were in network marketing, what would you look for when bringing in a partner? So those are two different questions. I wouldn't look for hardly anything. I wouldn't look for hardly anything when bringing in a partner. Why? You know, I had a friend that we brought in, and she actually passed away, and she was such a lovely person. I really wish she would have seen my walk in faith, because she was such a wonderful person, and she passed too early. But when she came in, she was broke as a joke. And she actually borrowed money to come in, okay? So she borrowed money to come into the company. So that doesn't sound like a very qualified person, does it? So when bringing in a partner, must be broke, right? That doesn't really jive, right? The first person she had me on the phone with was the guy that had been in a company you may have heard of, it rhymes with Ramway. And that's a line for my buddy, David. And he had had 20 diamonds in his organization from where he built years ago. In fact, he hadn't built in 25 years, but he still was making six figures from that company. How many of you left a job 25 years ago and they didn't continue to pay you six figures? That would be all of you, right? That are over, you know, whatever, 40. And so first call she gets me on with, I'm on with this guy and I'm like, damn, this guy is a hitter. This guy is legit. I mean, he was pulling down like 800K a year in his prime. Like, whoa. If I had judged her, wouldn't have brought her in. Oh, you got to borrow money? Nah, I feel bad. I feel bad for you. No, save your money. Save. That's what most people would do, right? No. Right? And so I would highly suggest against judging anyone you bring in, because you don't know who they're going to lead you to. And you don't know if they go from not hungry to hungry. Now, the only thing I'll warn you against in that regard, as far as judgment, is the only thing that I found to be 100% true is the bigger they talked, the less they did. The more they told me how I'm going to kill this thing. I remember one guy, he said, hey, how fast you get to your rank, Higdon? And I'm like, whatever it was. And he's like, well, I'm going to beat that. I'm like, okay. Because by that time, I'd been duped so many times. He didn't get me. So when I first started, if someone said, oh, I'm going to kill this thing, I'm going to crush it, I'd be like, oh, whew. I'd call the owners, hey, I got this guy. He's going to kill it, man. It's going to be amazing. Oh, man. Oh, yes. I'd be the Clark Griswold, you know, looking outside with the pool, right? Like, there's the pool, right? Oh, man, that company bonus is going to be amazing. Yeah, right? And then, like, the next week he'd quit. Or 2 weeks later, he's like, hey, y'all don't play PayPal? I'm out of here. And so I swear to you. So the only thing that I know 100% is the bigger they talk, the less likely they're going to do something. Which goes against the format of this question is, you know, how will I know if they're worthy of coming into my kingdom, right? You don't know, and you don't know what they're going to do, and you don't know the first person they're going to get you on the phone with, and you don't know who they're connected to or who their best friend is that runs a, you know, employment agency of 1,000 people. You have no idea, right? So no judgment when you bring them in. Give people equal opportunity. Give people the chance to come in here and run as hard as they can, as little as they can, whatever. And that may vary. That may vary. Someone who's not hungry right now may be super hungry in a year, and vice versa. Okay. So let's go back, because your other question, What are the top five qualities that make someone successful in network marketing? I mean, there's four main, you know, things, and that's pipeline, perspective, position, and posture. Those are the four main things, with the primaries being pipeline and perspective. Now, perspective is a trait. Pipeline is a work ethic, right? So if someone has the right perspective with the right work ethic, they're going to win at anything they ever do. They just are. If they have posture and they understand position, which posture is a trait, position is an understanding, okay? If they have those two things, then they will be a highly converting successful person, okay? And so that would be my very long answer to your question. I hope that helps.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.